see Zendaya like you've never seen her before.
From visionary filmmaker Luca Guadagnino comes Challengers, where Zendaya stars as Tashi Duncan, a former tennis prodigy who makes no apologies for her game on and off the court.
For more than a decade, she has had former best friends Patrick and Art, played by Josh O'Connor and Mike Feist, under her spell.
It's Tashi's game and Tashi's rules.
See Challengers only in theaters April 26th. Get tickets now at challengersmovie.com.
Hey, Fidelity. How can I remember to invest every month?
With the Fidelity app, you can choose a schedule and set up recurring investments in stocks and ETFs.
Oh, that sounds easier than I thought.
You got this.
Yeah, I do. Now, where did I put my keys?
You will find them where you left them.
Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
Welcome to Here to Make Friends, a HuffPost podcast about the Bachelor franchise, where we lovingly snark on The Bachelor and Bachelor-adjacent shows.
Whether you love The Bachelor or love to hate it, we're here to break down every single delicious moment with you.
I'm Emma Gray.
And I'm Claire Fallon.
It feels like just yesterday that we were watching a shot of the bathroom door and listening to JoJo weep as Ben admitted that he also loved Lauren B., the woman he ultimately got engaged to on the last season of The Bachelor.
But actually, it's been like two entire months. And just like anyone who recently was dumped by the man she hoped to marry 2 months ago, JoJo has now presumably gone on a more successful journey to love.
What a quick turnaround. And we are so ready to watch this love story with each other and all of you listening, of course.
But the journey of 1,000 miles must start with packing your knapsack or something. And the metaphorical knapsack of the Bachelorette season is the cast bios, which were finally released last week. And we're so excited to dig into them.
So we're here with Max Godnick of The Bachelor Dudes.
What's up?
To really dig deep into the psyches and poor sartorial choices of JoJo's suitors, who are definitely not at all trying to use the show as springboards to modeling contracts and or Instagram sponsorships. So thanks so much for joining us, Max.
It's great to be here.
Best way to start the season.
Only way to start the season.
So, like, what were your guys' general impressions as you look through the bios this season? Any themes jumping out?
James.
Tons of James. And inconsistencies with last name initials, because James Taylor is there, and that seems to be his full name.
Right, not to be confused with James Taylor, the actual musician.
But he is a singer-songwriter.
Yeah. I think that he's sort of like the opposite of Michael Bolton in Office Space. He was like, I love that I have the same name as a famous singer-songwriter, and I'm leaning into it. They were like, we're going to have you go by James T. And he was like, that is not going to work for my personal brand.
He's like, I'm trying to get at least one iTunes record contract.
He's like,
out of
I want people to accidentally buy my album because they think that I am James Taylor, and also that I went on The Bachelorette.
He's seen fire and he's
so
seen
we had
rain.
The three James, two Nicks, and I think those were the only doubling up of names. Another theme is that there are a few non-white people, five, maybe six, I think I counted.
There is an Asian man.
Yep.
I don't think I've ever seen an Asian man.
On The Bachelor.
On The Bachelor. Right. Yeah. In real life, I have seen many Asian men. Bachelorette, I have not seen an East Asian man, which is exciting because I think often we tend to desexualize East Asian men, at least in pop culture. And, you know, baby steps on The Bachelor franchise, of course.
Yeah.
Well, are they – because I know that ABC had made the guarantee that the next Bachelorette would be a minority, and – does JoJo count?
JoJo's
Are we going with that?
Persian.
Okay. I guess we're going to count it.
Okay.
I mean, who are we to decide,
We're
just
decide.
A bunch of fucking white people.
Exactly.
Right. We'll let her identify the way she wants to identify.
But it was definitely a more diverse slate of contestants, I noticed.
Yeah. I do wonder,
how many will be kicked off the first episode.
Yeah. It doesn't necessarily seem like JoJo is someone who cares about that. Like, she seems very, like, good time Texas girl. We got hints that she's, like, pretty traditional. Like, that her brothers had a lot of say in her life, and she was actually pretty okay with that. But then it kind of got, like, pushed to the side, and I'm wondering what we're going to find out about that.
It'll be interesting to see what kind of narrative they construct for her. Because I think it could go either way. This is also the girl who, on one of the group dates, said something about how, like, she's never had to compete with other women for male attention before in her life.
Yeah, well, now she won't
really
have to.
Does it.
So we're going to go do some reacts to each of the men.
We'll go through.
Yes, there are a lot of dudes, but some of them are more interesting than others.
So we already covered Alex.
Yeah, he's
boring. Oh, and Alex
boring.
Is the one who ripped the door off a car. That's not boring.
It's outrageous, man. Yeah. It's so outrageous. He outrageously saves someone's life.
In an outrageous way. I hope we get to learn more. I feel like we're not going to get to learn more about that. But
or that will be his tragic backstory. He was traumatized.
Not so tragic, though.
He seems comfortable bringing backstory. It up, I'm going to say that.
I wonder
that.
If he did it during his tour of duty with the Marines. It
quite
sounds kind of like
probably.
It was off, like it was off hours.
It would be more interesting if it was in his off hours.
Yeah, like he was.
He's just driving down the freeway and was like, there's a burning car.
What if it was like Ian? Like one of the guys from the past seasons who was in a horrible car accident.
And Ian's going to come
and he
back.
He saved him.
And they're going to be rivals.
If this were
Ian
unreal, that is back. What would happen. I'm just saying.
So then we have
Ali.
He's
a bartender.
He looks cute.
He's pretty cute.
He has a fear of cockroaches.
He loves it when his
cockroaches
date
and bugs, which is a little bit
redundant.
What's the word? Redundant, yeah.
And bees.
So again, redundant.
He loves it when his date dresses sexy. Which
who
was the point?
Right?
That was the point when I was like, "Oh, Ali, you just ruined this for me." But you know, JoJo's definitely gonna satisfy him on that front. So
and he seems fairly normal.
One overarching thing I found that one of the questions that really did not land was the "Are you a wingman?"
Yes.
What were the other options?
It was party starter
wingman,
or laid back one.
Some of the guys didn't really understand what a wingman meant.
Wingman isn't an identity. It's like
maybe it is a task.
It's situational.
It's a situation. Yeah.
Everyone is a wingman if you're forced to be a wingman.
Right. You're a wingman if your buddy is trying to get laid that night.
Right. And you can be a wingman and be other things.
Every night of The Bachelorette, all of their buddies will be trying to get laid.
Right. So in a way, they are all wingmen.
Yeah.
By default.
But Ali is a party starter with a laid back attitude.
Okay. You can't have everything, Ali.
He's a hybrid.
Brandon is the hipster.
Professional.
He's a professional hipster. He is also a combination of the party starter, the wingman, and the laid-back one.
He also wants to experience someone from the inside out, which sounds both sexual and murdery to me.
Yeah.
I understand. And he was one of a couple guys, I think, to select the Spike Jonze movie Her as one of his favorites.
Yeah.
Which I was into.
I find that a little bit like...
They just want a robot woman.
Yeah, like you're going on a show to find love with a human woman, and you're like, wouldn't it be cool if I didn't have to have a real woman?
She was just a voice who would attend to all of my needs.
She was just there whenever I needed her.
Season 13 of The Bachelorette is going to be a voice. The voice of Scarlett Johansson.
That's where we're headed. Oh my gosh, we have to talk about Brandon's biggest date fear. I love the guy's biggest date fears. His is being so attracted to her that I don't know how to approach her or be myself. Brandon, for women, this is called a best-case scenario.
Brandon's scared of getting rattled.
Yes. Like, that is not the worst thing that can happen on a date.
I wonder if it's ever happened to him where maybe it's some sort of, like,
it's
neurological
happened.
Issue where he just goes on the fritz. I think I'm going to ask what we're all wondering. Is Chad?
No.
Okay.
No.
And that's, of course, the JoJo's ex who wrote her a letter.
No, because this Chad is not a hairdresser.
And he's not
and
in his
he's
40s.
Not 38.
Okay, but
he's
he is a luxury real estate agent, which means he's a colleague of JoJo's. They're in the same industry.
Really?
True. I'm sure they'll have so much to talk about.
Yeah, just like, who is the software?
Kayla.
Kayla and Ben, both software developers,
didn't work
out. See,
they'll have a lot to talk about, but unfortunately, it seemed like Chad doesn't have a lot to say. He answered three questions with the exact same
I'm going to defend
sentence.
Chad here. Chad's clearly a huge McConaughey fan.
Yeah,
McConaughey's Oscar speech left a huge impression on him, and he's clearly a comedian who adheres to the rule of threes and repetition.
I think you're giving Chad a lot of credit.
I'm
here.
Loving
At
Chad.
At this point, it's the rule of nine because he said all right nine times in this questionnaire.
That's too much.
Also, it's all the questions where he has to name any other humans. So he clearly only is aware of himself.
Matthew
Who do you admire most in the world? He doesn't even say Matthew McConaughey. Myself in 10 years. All right, all right, all right. Would you like to have lunch with myself? He's not that interesting. You're not an interesting guy.
I'm impressed.
His greatest achievement is being born good looking.
Look, Chad, I'm here for you, Chad. I'm happy here for you.
But is he related to Chase, the man that comes out? They have a similar look.
They do.
Similar shirts.
Similarly bad shirts.
Oh, those are fine shirts. They're worse shirts. What is that kind of a neck called that Chase is rocking?
Like an almost Henley.
Henley has buttons, right?
Is That's why it's an
neck?
Almost Henley.
Okay. It looks – maybe I'm going to call it a wishbone neck.
Or maybe like someone took scissors and like
– Right.
Like a scissor neck?
We'll call it a scissor neck slash wishbone neck. He loves the Chronicles of Narnia, Chase.
The movie.
Also
yeah,
loves
movie.
Women who have athletic build, natural beauty, and perfect teeth. So he will be inspecting JoJo's teeth, I assume.
But JoJo really has great teeth. He's going to be happy.
Yeah.
He also won't sell his truck for a girl. That's like the one thing he
loves
wouldn't
do. His truck.
He loves
That's
his
like
truck.
An immediate deal breaker for me is knowing that if like 20 years down the line
that
it was like me or the truck, the answer would still be the truck.
I wonder
be
how
like,
long
really?
He's had
We've
the
been
truck.
Married for 20 years and we have children together and you're choosing the truck. And he'd be like, yes.
Another thing that popped out to me with Chase was that if he could be one other person for a day, he would choose his dad so he could have a better understanding of the decisions he made, which is super
so
dark. What were the decisions, and why were they so ambiguously made?
Yeah, we're going to hear about
that.
Yeah,
we're definitely going to hear about Chase's dad.
I also want to talk about Chase's biggest date fear, the girl falling in love, and you're not so into it.
Yeah.
Another terrifying prospect.
It's just, I can't even imagine what that horror would be like.
Also, like, Chase, you're going on The Bachelorette. That's going to be the opposite of what occurs.
Also, like, one date and she's falling in love with you. Like, I feel like you're not that great.
Yeah, I don't know about Chase. He definitely didn't pop
He didn't wow
me. No. But then again.
Christian seemed cute.
Yeah, a couple things going on with Christian. Number one, low-key former male stripper in his college days. He alluded to a history of dancing, which is, it seems like he's moved past that phase. So.
He also really admires Mark Cuban.
Yes, so he's clearly going on the wrong ABC show. His goal is to earn the respect of Mark Cuban, so I think ABC casting might have misplaced him. I'm hoping that he gets a fast track to Shark Tank. Hi, JoJo. My name's Christian. I'm looking for $500,000 and 10% of my company. And she's going to say no. He's also looking to go to space and take selfies in space.
I like that this is like a real bucket list. Like so many of the times their bucket list is like, one, see all of the countries in the world. Two, see all of the seven wonders of the world. Three,
national parks.
Go to a bunch of cool places. Yeah. And you're just like, no, a bucket list item can't be see all the cool things.
Yeah.
That's not how this works. This is like actually different stuff.
This is
stuff.
A real bucket list. He took time and thought, put thought into this.
I do like that his I hate it when my date, I like his answer. It's pretty normal. He says, is
like
extremely high
people.
Maintenance and snobby. I try to avoid pretentious people.
That's
a human
an acceptable,
response.
Acceptable
I like
answer.
That.
Yeah.
It's
I'm all right with Christian.
I'm cool with Christian.
Yeah. He's going to be gone in like a day.
For sure.
Yeah. He's not white, so I don't have high hopes for him.
Well, yeah, let's make that clear.
Coley. What? Have you ever heard the name Coley?
No, but I'll tell you one thing. That's a Henley, right? That he's wearing?
Yeah, that's a Henley.
Very cool. Coley. No, that's a new name for me.
Like, why would you take the name Cole and be like, we need to make this more like fun?
I'm always pumped to hear a new name that I've never heard before. And especially when as simple as Coley.
And he's one of the two guys on this season that I just looked at and I was like, ugh.
Yeah, he's different. He's different looking.
He looks like he uses a lot of hair.
There's a lot of gel happening here.
I always find it interesting when someone has a beard and is also a gelled man, because just clearly they have different hair styles and are looking for multiple types of hair textures on their face and head.
Yeah.
Simultaneously. I think,
because you can't easily blend the gel of the hair into your beard.
You can oil a beard.
Distinctly.
I don't know if Coley's oiling.
No, it looks more like he's just got like he's got one of those clippers that you see advertised on like Sky Mall.
Oh, yeah.
Where you can like get the really specific length, and you can have like an eighth of an inch length beard and stuff.
Coley is also one of the two men who mentioned Harry Potter, but he's a fan.
Yeah, one hated.
One hated it.
Oh, man. He and the other dude are going to get together, and they're just going to fucking hate each other.
I hope they discuss the merits of the Harry Potter
series. I want a scene of Coley, like, sitting down with this guy and being like, hey, man, like,
what's your favorite spell?
Yeah, I saw Harry Potter, like, in the theaters, and like I really wanted to like talk about it. And the other guy just being like,
it's like, this was my fear.
I'm thinking the repeated Harry Potter references kind of aged these guys down a little bit. That Harry Potter is now a shared childhood memory of Bachelorette contestants.
We're getting to that age. They are older than
the crop of girls we saw
Correct.
Last season.
Yes. 27, I would say, was the average, maybe 29.
Yeah, those girls were too young for Harry Potter.
Yeah, they missed it completely.
I'm sorry, I have to go bang my head repeatedly against a wall. And I can't do it in here because there's soundproof padding.
Yeah, at least some of these men are older than us. So
there are still men who are older than us.
They still exist, and some of them are still single.
I'm not high on Coley, to be honest. No.
Then we have Derek, who hates both cucumbers and fluffy kittens.
But he loves Ben Franklin. He's a huge fan. And also self-professed, known for his baby blues, his baby blue eyes.
They do look
it's not
quite bright.
You're supposed to say about yourself. Also, he does not know what a wingman is. This is a guy who like definitely does not know what a wingman is.
What'd he say?
Right. He just thinks it means being
striking
a happy medium between being the party starter and laid back.
No, Derek.
He says, I'm there and involved, but not in your face.
A wingman is a thing. It's a identified role.
Yeah. Right, there is a clear definition of wingman.
Yeah, he was like, no, I definitely know this. I know this. It's this thing. It's, nope, don't know it. Don't know it at all.
And then he said something that struck me that he might have been embellishing a touch, that he said, skinny dipping? Yeah, drunkenly skinny dipping in the ocean at 3 a.m. when the sharks are all alone. So when, not where.
When the sharks are all active.
Oh, active. So sorry.
What does that mean exactly?
Well, what was unclear to me is he went at 3 a.m., but did he go where sharks would be? You know what I mean?
Or is that just the general time when apparently sharks are active?
Are sharks inactive at any point in the day?
I thought sharks had to swim constantly at all times or they would literally die.
I was under that impression as well. So to me, Derek is jumping out as a liar. A little bit of a liar, because I don't believe that he was in shark-infested waters, unless you put it together that all oceans are the same ocean.
He definitely is trying to, like, puff himself up a little bit. He's trying to imply that he drunkenly went skinny dipping with sharks without saying sharks were there. Like, dude, just say you went drunkenly skinny dipping. Clearly there weren't sharks.
And that was the most outrageous thing he's ever done. I don't know, Derek.
It's no pulling a guy out of a burning car.
I mean, can anyone really live up to that?
Well, a life without kittens and cucumbers is no outrageous life, clearly.
Okay, guys, we have to talk about Daniel.
Mr. Lambo?
Yes.
Does he have a Lambo?
He is a Lambo.
I know.
As a Lambo multiple times. It's upsetting.
It's less upsetting if he owns a Lamborghini.
I don't think he does.
Also, it's still upsetting.
It's for sure upsetting either way. He had very sexist biggest fears, I thought, that he would be embarrassed.
Oh, yeah. His were terrible.
He's scared of a girl embarrassing him at a restaurant or showing up and doesn't look like her pictures.
How was she going to embarrass him at the restaurant?
Was it food related? Like, I was picturing a choking, like she'd choke on something and he'd be embarrassed that he'd have to give her the Heimlich. I don't know.
Next up, we have Evan, who is the greatest job ever.
And he was the other guy that made me go, ugh.
Yeah.
Yes. He's also an erectile dysfunction expert, which also makes me go, ugh.
Yeah, he's an erectile dysfunction expert with, like, a greasy curl of hair on his forehead.
If you could pick one mustache and a goatee, he would be Trump. There was so much
to unpack. That was crazy because it was like, oh, wow, Bachelor Nation is entering the Trump era officially.
Oh, and he's wearing
how many of these men do you think are Trump voters?
Ooh. More than none.
No.
A couple.
A pretty high percentage,
I would say. Like, more. Like, can you imagine any of them being Hillary voters?
It's no, certainly not.
I can't.
I could maybe see JoJo with Trump.
Yeah. I could, too. God, this is getting really depressing.
It's upsetting. I hope they talk about it on the show. Do we think Evan gets paid to be an erectile dysfunction expert, or do we think he's just an expert as a human?
He's a personal. Yeah.
No, apparently he has, like, a chain of clinics.
Oh. That he sells, like, some sort of cream or something?
A cream?
Well, he's not a doctor. He can't prescribe. I'm thinking of, like, a balm, an ointment. I'm hoping we get to see his clinics.
The greatest date ever.
They should really, like, take us
creams
into the fantasy suite for this one.
Oh, man. Little I hope you packed this cream.
Instructional video.
He also loves booty dancing and has the worst deal breakers out of any of them.
Oh, my God. Oh,
girls with shit nail polish, girls who talk too much, narcissists, clingers, and girls who have serious food allergies.
The allergies was upsetting and clearly pointed to me that he's not a doctor, which is why I think maybe he's not a professional.
Like, it's so annoying when girls have lethal allergies to peanuts. Like, it's so inconvenient for me.
So specific. He had a bad experience, clearly.
Does he understand that nail polish actually only lasts unchipped if it's a normal manicure for 2 to 4 days?
Yeah, it's like such a...
I think no, he does
it's
not understand.
It's such a situational thing. Like, he could see her on a date and it won't be chipped.
And then it would be chipped.
And then he could see her again.
An hour later.
There were a couple more things with Evan that upset me. His favorite memory as a child is going to Disney World with his grandma, which is great, you know, in a vacuum. But when that's put on the same page as erectile dysfunction expert, it gets a little dark. And then, do you consider yourself a romantic and why? Yes, I believe I'm in touch with my sexual energy and it's very powerful and beautiful. So, I want Evan to stick around. I have a lot to learn about Evan.
Yeah. I don't know. I see him going the way of Sean, the hot tub.
Oh, well, do I think Evan's going to stick around?
Yeah.
No, I do not.
But for us, I would like him to stick around.
At least until we get to see a cream or two.
Yeah.
Just for his
own
business.
That cream is so beautiful.
Look, dudes, I won't judge.
Oh, nice. But
do you think he uses
Evan brought
the same
cream?
Do you think he uses the same cream, like, to oil his hair into that beautiful
I do.
And then he always can, like, just, like, if he's in a pinch.
He's so creepy looking.
What do you think is on his necklace?
I don't know. It looks – it's hanging to me like it doesn't have anything on it.
I'd like
I'm
to think there's something. What kind of neck is that? That's a V-neck, I know.
Yeah.
It's a tight V. It's tight.
None of them are wearing loose Vs, let's be honest, Claire.
No.
Then we have Grant.
Grant.
Our firefighter.
He has lots of tattoos.
Harry Potter. That is his worst date memory.
But does he hate Harry Potter or did he not like going on a lunch date with a girl who talked about Harry Potter for 20 minutes?
But that's his worst date.
Yeah, no, it's pathetic. It was a 20-minute Harry Potter digression on a lunch date.
To me, sounds kind of fun.
Who can't handle that?
Here's my thing. If you liked Harry Potter even a little bit, and that was still your worst date memory, your life is, like, way too easy.
He's been on great dates.
Like, I feel like you would just have to write in that category, I've never had a bad date. Like, I don't think that there's any justification for writing that down
and
as
yet,
a worst
with
date.
That strong chin, maybe he hasn't.
Oh, that is a strong chin. But we do know he evaded police in Mexico on an ATV, which we must now assume it was not on a date. Because that would be worse than the Harry Potter.
But what was he
evading
the
police? Maybe he enjoyed that.
Oh, I don't know.
Like, what crime did you commit? That's
something,
what I want to know.
Like, maybe he burned a Harry Potter book or tried to get it banned from a local school.
What if that is his greatest cause?
Anti-Harry Potter.
Yeah.
That'd be interesting. I'd like if he had a cause.
He's like an anti-Wiccan.
Oh, yeah.
He was also slapped in the face by an ex at a bar. So
also not as bad as the Harry Potter conversation.
But it was his most embarrassing moment. Maybe, like, the mask, the facade slipped a little bit. People saw, like, a side
of
him
that
that women didn't maybe universally adore him. That's
awkward. And
that's
why he has so many tats. He's covering it up. His scars.
We're going to take a short break, but stick around to hear more about the cast of Guys and also our picks for who might actually steal JoJo's heart.
If you, like the two of us, are just always desperate to bring more coziness into your life, may we suggest Barefoot Dreams, especially now because the brand is celebrating their 30th anniversary.
With those 30 years of coziness, Barefoot Dreams celebrates being the originators of everyone's favorite luxe home blanket.
I mean, there's a reason why Barefoot Dreams has been on Oprah's favorite things list 6 times.
If there's anything I trust more than Oprah's favorite things list, it's 6 of Oprah's favorite things list. I mean, come on. Dressing head to toe in Barefoot Dreams is the key to comfort, as their collection of ultra soft robes, loungewear, and accessories are made with premium materials.
And their products make perfect gifts, too.
I'm a huge fan of just swaddling myself in a big cozy robe. So I know, Emma, I'm very excited for the Barefoot Dreams robe that is heading my way right now. I was so excited to pick it out, and I'm so excited to try it on. Like, the perfect cozy robe.
I'm so excited, too.
Oh, my God. It's going to change my life, I think.
We'll just be swaddling ourselves in coziness 100% of the time. And I think we can all agree that, like, that is the lifestyle which we deserve and to which we aspire. Thank you, Barefoot Dreams.
For Love to See It with Emma and Claire listeners, you can get 15% off your first purchase at barefootdreams.com with the code LTSI15.
Don't miss out on Barefoot Dreams' soft, soothing fabrics that will bring luxury to your life. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
Lately, my social battery has actually been full to bursting. I feel like I've barely been able to see anyone all winter, especially with little kids at home and constant daycare bugs. And I'm just like dying to get out there and see some people. And, you know, it's actually been kind of hard at times over the winter to feel like I'm just desperate to see friends and I don't have time to do it.
I feel like we're constantly trying to regulate, like, what's the correct amount of social energy? What kind of space do we need to carve out to actually give ourselves the space to socialize? What space do we need to carve out to give ourselves time to actually recharge? Either way, therapy can give you some self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery or store it up a little too much.
If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try.
It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule.
Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge.
Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp.
Visit betterhelp.com/love to see it today to get 10% off your first month.
That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/love to see it. Okay, so you got engaged. Congrats. Now you may be wondering what comes next.
If you're planning a wedding, the first thing you need to know about is Zola.
With Zola, you can plan your entire wedding in one convenient place. From the day you get engaged and search for the venue to the day you send out your save the dates, make your registry, and even taste your cake.
Zola has literally everything you need to make the whole process super easy and actually even enjoyable.
There's even a 5-star app that helps you plan on the go or, you know, from your couch, which is certainly how, if I was planning a wedding, I would definitely want to do it as loungily as possible.
So important.
I also just know myself. I know that planning any kind of event, like even a birthday party, can get very stressful. And so it's been really cool to see friends use Zola. It really seems to make everything a lot less stressful. And as a frequent wedding attender, I love to be able to hop on that Zola registry and just purchase a gift. Easy peasy. I know I've done it. I won't forget. Thank you, Zola.
Yeah, everything's all in the same place. It's perfect. Start planning at Zola.com. That's Zola.com. 1 in 5 Americans have learn a new language on their bucket list.
If, like us, that's you, make 2024 the year you finally check it off the list with Babbel.
Babbel's quick 10-minute lessons are designed by over 150 language experts to help you start speaking a new language in as little as 3 weeks.
Studies from Yale, Michigan State University, and others continue to prove Babbel is better.
One study even found that using Babbel for 15 hours is equivalent to a full semester at college.
Oh man, could have saved so much time. Plus, all of Babbel's 14 language courses are backed by their 20-day money-back guarantee. I recently was in France and Portugal, and I was trying my hand at getting more comfortable with French, really brushing up a little bit. And I found Babbel so helpful. I'm not going to say that I like arrived all fluent, but I did feel much more comfortable ordering food in restaurants, asking for directions, reading signs, speaking to people when I was buying something without having to constantly be consulting a language app.
Here's a special limited time deal for listeners.
Right now, get 55% off your Babbel subscription, but only for our listeners at babbel.com/LTSI.
Get 55% off at babbel.com/LTSI.
Spelled BABBEL.com/LTSI.
Rules and restrictions may apply.
Let me set the scene. Imagine upgrading your wardrobe with luxury essentials at actually unbeatable prices.
I love it.
Quince is here to transform the way you shop with a range of high-quality items priced within reach.
Like 100% Mongolian cashmere sweaters for $50, organic cotton sweaters, washable silk tops, and timeless 14-karat gold jewelry.
The best part? All Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. We truly love to see it.
By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us.
And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes.
I love Quince, and I actually have a couple recent Quince purchases that I'm really excited about. I just ordered the Glow Boho hoops to have like kind of a chunkier version of my usual gold hoops to wear, like maybe on a date night or something. And they are beautiful. They're everything I dreamed of.
Indulge in affordable luxury.
Go to quince.com/LTSI for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns.
That's quince.com/LTSI to get free shipping and 365-day returns.
quince.com/LTSI.
Before we get back to the show, we have some exciting news. Here to Make Friends will be streaming on Facebook Live for an after show, Here to Make Friends Live, immediately following The Bachelorette at 10 p.m. on Monday nights.
Join us for our first episode this coming Monday after the season premiere. There will be champagne, advice from Chris Harrison's cardboard doppelganger, and so much more.
Come ready with your questions and comments. We're going to have a lot of fun and be tipsy.
Okay, now back to the show.
I had nothing to say about Jake.
All I have on Jake is one of two Ninja Turtle fans.
Yeah, he's...
That's a good note.
There was pretty much nothing to object to.
He's also a combination of party starter, wingman, and laid back one.
Oh boy.
Probably because...
A little of everything.
Those are situational qualities, but yeah.
Yeah, none of the answers are good.
Not a single one.
Not a lot to say about Jake.
Yeah.
And then we get into the James.
Well, James F. has a loose-fitting shirt, let me tell you.
He does.
He's like a throwback. He like came straight out of the early aughts to this.
James is fascinating because James
has three tattoos, all of which he's lasering off.
Yeah, they're in the process of being lasered off. He owns a boxing club. He's all about Les Mis, the movie, which is interesting
which is so
considering
bizarre.
Russell Crowe. I would be a better chauffeur than Russell Crowe, let's be honest.
He cannot sing.
He's anti-divorce.
He used to have
loves
a buzz
the Bible,
cut.
Which kind of fits in with anti-divorce.
He used to have a buzz cut with big bangs up front. Like, I can't even envision that.
It's interesting.
What would that
what
look like?
What does that even mean? Mm, that's horrifying.
I picture it as like a young celebrity's yearbook photo. Or a celebrity's yearbook photo when they were young. Maybe Eminem. Maybe I'm thinking of a young Eminem.
Where did the bangs come from? I just imagine them being like glued on.
I bet he looked handsome.
I mean, he did say he was embarrassed by it.
But then, so James has a checkered past because he left the safety of chiropractic, which I'm going to assume was a typo, for the fitness and acting world. But yet we know he owns a boxing club, so I don't think that worked out.
He's failed at all of his dreams.
Correct. He's on his fourth dream. And we know that he dreamed a dream.
Nice.
He's a Les Mis fan. Yeah, thanks. Thank you.
Wow.
That was a big yeah. moment for me. I'm a Les Mis fan. Bachelor Nation.
Same.
Yeah, great. Wow. I'm going to put that on my bio.
He also follows a carb cycling diet.
Yeah, what is that?
I have literally no idea what that is.
Is it like carbs on some—
Do you cycle while you're eating a sandwich?
Oh, I was thinking a circular cycle rather than bicycle. But
I like to think that it's similar to what I do, which is some days I eat like a lot of carbs and then I feel sort of guilty. So the next day for lunch, I'll have like a quinoa salad with like a lot of protein.
So you're literally cycling around the carbs.
Yes.
It's a rotation of carbs.
I appreciate that.
Mainly driven by guilt and feelings of being bloated. So I don't know if that's what he's doing, but it makes sense to me.
Well, I don't know if he's going to make it far on the show, but I do think he will be the master of the house.
I hope that he'll come in.
Oh, come on.
You really just slipped that in.
Yeah, slipped it in real nice. Also,
I'm impressed.
Yeah, thanks.
Okay, James S.
He's a Bachelor dude, a Bachelor super fan.
He is.
We got to get him on. Yeah, good friend. James S.
Yeah, you guys seem really like kindred.
I know what the S stands for, but I can't tell you guys. It's super fan. He's a good guy. I think he could win.
No, he couldn't win.
No.
He dated a girl for 7 years.
With very few women.
I think that's a plus for him.
Because sex is important. Mm-hmm. That just makes me think he's bad at sex.
I think he has I think he's got a sob story with this girl he dated for 7 years.
I don't want to I think that both men and women can take sex seriously.
Absolutely. But in this context, it makes me think it's in like a shamey, I don't like women who have had more partners than me way. That's just the feeling I get from him.
Is that why you think he won't win?
The feeling that I get from this is that JoJo seems pretty sexual to me.
True.
And I don't think she's going to go for this.
For me, if James S. comes in and that smile, that opening mouth smile, is plastered on his face
the whole
time.
He does look like a Ken doll.
Yeah, I'm hoping he can close the mouth and his versatility in his smiling. That's going to bode well for him.
I also think JoJo would not date someone who professionally is a TV watcher.
Is a Bachelor super fan, yeah.
He probably, has seen every frame of her appearance.
He better have. If he's going to say
general,
he's a super fan.
When the guys are really, really promising, they don't give them weird jobs.
That's a really great call.
So,
yeah.
I don't have high hopes.
All right, so we disagree on James S.
James S. is also the one who loves it when his date doesn't try to pay for the bill or touch the door.
Right. Okay, so maybe this is the other reason. I just get the sense that he's a very conservative man when it comes to the way he thinks women should behave.
I think he's going to get along great with the Fletcher brothers, brothers. How about James Taylor?
Yes.
Yes, it is the James Taylor, looking much younger. And
he looks great.
He has a red,
aging, he's
sort
Benjamin
of russet-colored beard. With a deeply cleft chin.
Yeah.
Like distracting.
A lot of moms are going to be very disappointed.
He has an American flag and eagle tattoo. So he's a patriot.
Wow.
There's one of your Trump guys.
Also loves roses.
Okay.
He loves Braveheart, Gladiator, and Wedding Crashers.
Yeah, he's on brand. He's got a brand for sure.
And if he was on a desert island, one of the three things he would bring is an unlimited supply of cold beer.
Yeah, that was cheap.
And just a beautiful woman. It doesn't matter which one. Just a beautiful woman.
And an umbrella.
What if the beautiful woman wanted nothing to do with him?
That's all he needs.
Doesn't factor in.
He just wants to look at her while he drinks his beer.
Not to mention the umbrella. He's very conscious of skin safety. Or rain.
Well, he is a redhead, so.
As am I.
Yeah.
So you
but
know
I would not bring
struggle.
An umbrella to an
you
island.
Just,
no, it's a waste. You sit under a tree. No, I'd sit under a tree. Or go in the ocean.
What if there were no trees?
Then I'd have bigger problems.
Yeah, that's
true. I think.
True.
Maybe I'd bring an umbrella. That just seems like such a waste.
It does seem like a waste. This guy is not the sharpest tool.
I wonder if they're going to make any James Taylor jokes on the show.
Might be a little high level
for
them.
Maybe no. Yeah.
Jonathan, our first ever, maybe?
Really?
East Asian
contestant.
Seems like a good guy. He said he has his grandma on his arm, tattoo-wise. And I was wondering if it was a name or a photorealistic image.
Yeah, I'm going to want to see that.
Yeah, I really hope that we get to discover.
Yeah, I really am made uncomfortable by face tattoos.
He also doesn't believe gluten is a real allergy, which I think he means gluten intolerance.
Yeah.
Not gluten itself.
I think if you really picked his brain about it, he would come around.
I'm a little confused that there was a question apparently on the survey that's just gluten.
Gluten. And they only included it on one profile. I thought his most interesting quality was that his favorite authors are J.D. Salinger and R.L. Stein. I'd never seen them compared before.
He likes those initials.
Yeah. Yeah, he likes Goosebumps.
He likes things that he read before he turned 15.
Yes.
Like a lot of people, I think, who stop reading when they're adults.
He likes it when his date pretends to reach for the bell. I guess not when she actually reaches for it.
But it's the dance.
Yeah. I know that dance.
He says, we appreciate the effort.
He's speaking for all men.
That's fine.
I didn't like that he was speaking for all men.
You don't appreciate the effort?
I don't care about the effort. It's not something I take super seriously like Jonathan.
Well, I'm just waiting for them to have a really intense debate about who should pay on the first date.
Yeah.
I want to
yeah.
see this on The Bachelor.
Yeah.
And Chris Harrison's just going to swipe
vegetables.
In and say, I got it.
Yeah.
I'm rooting for Jonathan. I hope he does well.
I hope he sticks around yeah. for more than 2 weeks.
I think he'll be there for 3 weeks.
Three whole weeks.
This is my winner coming up, Jordan.
Yeah.
Aaron Rodgers' brother.
Yeah, okay. I have high hopes for this one.
He's actually surprisingly charming. I was not coming
same.
In.
He's surprisingly charming, and I think JoJo will really like him.
Well, his brother is a real, real famous person.
Yes.
Yes.
He is not. Jordan is not famous by any means. But
he's hoping to become famous.
Oh, yeah. I mean, clearly JoJo and Jordan both have very strong connections to their brothers.
Yeah.
You know?
I think he's going to definitely be in the top few at least. Maybe the winner.
And if not the winner, he's our next Bachelor.
He wants yes. – if he could have yeah. any job in the world, it would be food critic. So I'm seeing like a next gig for him after this, host of First Look.
Yep. We've talked about it in the past.
I love First Look.
Have they ever had a male host?
I don't think so.
Oh, my God. This is exciting.
But they have some chick hosting it now who, like, isn't a Bachelor alum or even, like, Audrina Patridge.
Yeah.
So I'm just like.
Well, this is an exciting day. Yeah. A male host of First Look.
He also had the cleverest answer to a question.
Oh, that was great.
Of anyone.
Yeah.
The question was, what's the wildest thing you've done in the bedroom? And his answer was, try to hang a TV on the wall without directions or a stud finder.
Jordan's a great guy.
And I appreciated that.
Yeah.
He's going to win.
Also,
I wonder if we're going to see Aaron Rodgers on the show.
Well, maybe hometowns.
It's very true.
Yeah.
I'm into him.
I love that. Luke
loves Mark Cuban.
War veteran.
I feel like
I had nothing else to say.
I feel like he like was like flexing his pecs during his photo.
His photo creeps me out.
Yeah, it's weird.
He doesn't look like a war veteran. I'll tell you that.
No.
He also gives me a little murdery vibe.
He looks like a war veteran in a movie.
Yes. I don't think Luke's going to be long for this world.
No. Then we have our two Nicks.
Mm.
Nick B, Nick S.
Nick B
had a couple
things.
Wants
to be the woman he wants to marry for one day.
Just one day, though.
Just
he couldn't
one
last
day.
Longer
like,
than a day in
a woman's head. So stressful.
Also, what's Ducks Unlimited magazine? It is about ducks. It is
Wait,
about
it's
ducks.
It's about ducks?
Yeah.
They have different ducks on the cover.
Beautiful
every time.
Ducks. Oh, you got to see these ducks.
I feel
Mallards
like,
of the Millennium.
I feel like this was a joke.
I don't know.
This
is a magazine.
The header of the site is Banding Together for Waterfowl.
And now we're looking at the waterfowl guns. Okay, so this is an anti-duck magazine. This is a ridding the world of ducks.
It's like the ducks are unlimited now, but that won't be the case forever.
Yeah, there are a lot of covers of dogs looking to eat the ducks.
This cover that we're looking at now has one dog, zero ducks, right?
I thought that was a toy in the water.
Upsetting. Oh, man. Well, I hope he brought a couple copies
Shoot
with him.
Shoot like a pro is the cover line.
Do you think that this magazine is a quarterly or a monthly?
Oh, my God. Okay, yeah, this.
This
is terrifying.
I can't bring myself to look at it anymore.
Yeah.
let's talk about Nick S.
One thing about Nick B is that he never received a romantic present in his life.
But he is eager to please as a lover.
It made me think that he's unlovable, like our friend
but
Ben Higgins.
But he can't steal Ben Higgins' line, so we'll need to think of a new one.
Yeah. He's presentless.
Nick S. Hates scary cheeses.
Loves beautiful scarves.
This is not even a scarf.
It's
he is
a bandana.
Wearing a bandana.
Or like a kerchief.
A kerchief that is like rolled around. It's a horrifying
And it's
look.
Also, he's coupled it with a polo. Well, also a polo is a specific.
This shirt doesn't make any sense. It adheres to no normal rules.
Everything about this
It
makes
has
no
two
sense.
Pockets in the front.
He chased a mountain lion, which is pretty cool.
I feel like a lot of these outrageous things that they say, I just don't believe.
Okay, the other thing with him that confuses me is he seems to think that fictional characters are jobs. They say, like, what job do you want to have? And he says, Don Draper, James Bond.
They kill it.
They kill it, dot, dot, dot.
They Those guys kill it. Jobs. Those are fictional men.
Right, and
Does
if they were
jobs,
jobs,
they have?
Right, well, they do different,
they
very
do
different jobs.
They do have jobs.
Yeah. One is a spy and one is an advertising man.
Yeah. So he could say that, but he does no. he know what they do? I question that.
I think he just wants to be a hyper-masculine fictional
yeah.
character.
I think he's pointing to their similarities, which is the hyper-masculinity and not their profession.
Yeah, he's like, I'd like to have a job where I am allowed to just drink whiskey neat.
Well, we know he wants to have a job where he runs a tomato farm.
And also that his greatest achievement to date is being an Eagle Scout.
Yeah, that was dark. Although I don't know much about the Eagle Scout community, I don't know how much of an achievement that is.
No, maybe I've heard it's a big achievement, but it's like a big achievement when you're like 17.
Right.
That makes the scarf make a little more sense.
It is a very
scouting
scarf.
It's a nod to his scouting days. Yeah.
It's like he's a character on Moonrise Kingdom.
I don't think he knows Moonrise Kingdom, though.
No.
We have Peter.
Getting a tat this week.
Also, he knows what the Mesozoic era is off the top of his head, which I found kind of impressive.
Was the Mesozoic, like, is that peak dinosaurs?
Yeah. The Mesozoic era lasted 180 million years and is divided up into three periods.
Okay.
Triassic, Jurassic, and Cretaceous.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I'm kind of impressed that he knew that.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have had that term on the tip of my tongue.
I trust that he truly loves dinosaurs.
Yeah.
Then we have Robbie, who also looks like a Ken doll.
Yeah.
And also wears tight V-necks.
And is
he
a former swimmer.
He doesn't have any pores. I'm really concerned about him.
This is the guy who eats honeysuckle flowers.
Also, his three best attributes are motivated, handsome, and genuine. This is a humble man right
He's
here.
He's genuine.
Genuinely handsome.
He loves to dress up more than
anything in the world. But not for his bachelorette profile picture. Just wore a tight pink V.
Maybe he thinks this is dress up.
He's got a lot to learn.
Well, he spent more of his time in a Speedo than in any other clothes. So I think he does think this is dress up.
Because he's like, I have actual clothes on my chest.
Like, wow, this is so, I feel so covered up, formal. We always find out less about these people than I hope we will. And yet somehow
Sal.
Too much.
Yeah, from Sal's picture, I thought he was going to be like a funny, kind of quirky guy. And then he's saying that he wants to bring a gun to a desert island.
But no Kardashians. And I like that he had to specify that this island, I mean, most desert islands have Kardashians on them. But this one,
yeah.
It's a desert island.
No. Well, it's a good thing he has a gun, right?
Oh, it was very, very violent.
A gun and a portable air conditioner. Also a cell phone, but no charger.
What use is the air conditioner if there's no, like, dwelling place?
What use is the gun if there are no living things on the island?
There might be Kardashians.
Oh, my God. Or some sort of, like, a self-inflicted harm.
I mean, this is also someone who egged his teacher's house in high school.
Like,
Sal
is a bad guy.
This guy has, like, emotional issues.
And from his picture, I thought he was going to be like, ooh.
Yeah,
funny guy.
Yeah, and his shirt isn't even that bad, but it was all downhill after the outfit choice.
Vinny looks like a Vinny.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, definitely looks like a Vinny.
So his most outrageous thing ever is that he flew to Mexico at age 16 to surprise his
boys.
And that
boys?
That read to me as his sons. And then I realized it was like his crew, his boys.
His little toddlers.
But the most outrageous thing Vinny has done in his entire life is when he was 16, surprised his friends in Mexico. To me, that sounds like
it's not bode well for him.
Not even probably the most outrageous thing he did that week. Mexico sounded off the chain too.
He also will never use turkey meat. Like, does he not eat?
I was wondering if that
does
was.
Does he not cook with turkey?
Does he not like it when people, like, replace, like, beef with turkey?
That might be.
I was starting to think of, like, how many real turkey. How often is turkey used as a substitute? So there's turkey bacon, turkey burgers. That's it. Turkey meatloaf.
I guess, like, turkey chili.
Right.
He's just very opposed to turkey burgers.
I think the reason he said that turkey thing is because he was prompted with the meatloaf lyric and he was thinking meat.
Yeah, that's true. He also likes to cook Italian food, so I feel like he's, like, very, like, hearty.
His sons probably don't like turkey. But he's a barber, and look at that tight line.
Yeah. Do you think he's going to be giving the other men haircuts?
Yeah, I do.
I want to see him, like before one of them goes out with JoJo, like, they're all gathered around.
Oh, man, let me tighten up your
lines.
And
he's, like, doing one of their hair. He's like, oh, you're going to have so much fun tonight. Wells.
The most attractive one, I think.
I
like,
think
I would
Wells
go on a date
cute.
With this
He's
going
to go far. And look
he
at those
gonna
pins.
He's going to go far. Maybe be the next bachelor. I could see him as the next bachelor.
This guy would put stickers.
It'd
this
be
is very
choice.
Cute.
I think this guy would put stickers on his Lambo.
Definitely.
I think so, too. And park it inside.
So the only thing that I did not like about Wells is that he doesn't like pizza. And, like, what kind of monster doesn't like pizza?
I think he needs to date a nice lactose intolerant girl.
I think
that's
it's
what
a,
I think
he's got it in his front pocket as a anecdote that he doesn't like pizza. And he probably says, oh, you actually don't like
that's
pizza that much.
That's definitely his Tinder bio.
Yeah.
Like, with a little pizza emoji.
Right. And none of his pins or patches on his jacket are of pizza.
But, like, he says, I don't love pizza.
He's had it.
He doesn't say, I don't like pizza.
Okay.
I feel like maybe he just, like, likes pizza, but he doesn't love
it. He loves tacos.
The only other thing that confuses me about him is that one of his favorite movies is Back to the Future Part 2.
Back
it's
to
a bold
the Future
choice.
Part, it was very trendy last year because the date happened.
Oh, maybe that's where.
I think that's what he was
thinking.
I think
the first
of.
One is the best of the trilogy. I'm going to be honest.
I like part two because of all the very specific predictions.
That's true. Okay.
But
I'll
that
give you
gets
that.
Old after
compelling
about 15
argument.
Minutes, too. He's a radio DJ, too. I'd like to hear his show.
Also, the deal breaker for me with Wells, aside from the fact that I'm engaged, is that he will never get a cat.
I don't like cats.
Yeah, I'm okay with that.
I like Wells, and I Wells.
I
I'm
like
excited by Wells, but he just doesn't seem like a JoJo guy to me.
Yeah,
that actually makes you know that makes me more excited because I think he could be my future crush slash the next bachelor.
I think Wells is going to come in fifth.
I think he could make it top four.
Okay.
So.
After
finally,
Wells, Will is like, whatever.
Yeah.
I feel bad that Will had to be next to Wells.
Will's also the only contestant who was given the question, what are your worst attributes? And he answered honestly and earnestly, and I guess that's a plus. I feel bad for him. Will's whatever. Going back to Wells, I think Wells is going to get the first impression rose.
Or Jordan. Okay, besides Wells and Jordan, who else do we think in this group could do well?
Who did I say that you guys disagreed with?
I don't know. None of them seem promising except for Jordan and Wells.
Luke could be – and Robbie. I'm just thinking of JoJo's type.
I thought Ali and Grant were potentially
– Yeah, Ali actually.
Yeah.
Alex also seems like he could be JoJo's type.
Honestly, she – I do think that she's more conservative than – we might assume because she was given a very, like, confident girl sort of edit. But I do think she seems to have a pretty traditional background with her brothers and, like, her faith and so on. So I do think she might end up going for a guy who will give her a little bit more of that. So all the guys that I'm like, ew, they're so misogynistic.
Like
she
them.
Might,
she
like,
might
that.
Like them.
I don't know.
There seems to be a
to
very.
To be fair, our personal tastes in men are usually run in direct opposition to that of the Bachelor.
Like the last few guys who won the show, I was like, my visceral reaction to them was ew.
With these guys, it seems to be there's a very clear distinction. There's maybe like seven guys who are in the mix, and then a ton of quirky dudes who are gonna get cut,
but hopefully be entertaining.
I think they will be.
A lot of them seem super dull. It's always hard to tell from the bios.
I'm pumped.
I'm pretty excited. I'm ready for this journey.
I'm feeling very optimistic for Jordan Rogers.
Me too.
Yeah.
It would make JoJo and Olivia Munn sisters-in-law.
Ooh, that alone
that
is a reason.
That would be an attractive
alone, right?
family.
Well, I don't know if Aaron Rodgers and Olivia Munn are married. I don't think
they
are.
I don't think they're married,
but sisters-in-law in law.
Well, thanks so much for joining us, Max.
Great to be here.
And that's it for Here to Make Friends. Thanks to our guest, Max Godnick, and to our producer, Nick Offenberg.
Have you had a chance to find Here to Make Friends on iTunes? If not, now is the perfect time to subscribe and give us a rating. Every time we get a new subscription or review, our show climbs the iTunes chart, which helps other people discover our show. Plus, you won't miss any recaps from the upcoming season of The Bachelorette. You can also find us on Twitter. I'm at Claire E. Fallon.
And I'm at Emma Lady Rose. Or you can send us an email. We love getting those. At heretomakefriends@huffingtonpost.com.
Thanks for listening. Check back next week for our premiere episode recap featuring a special visit from the wonderful Andy Dorfman.
Save big money on your entire roofing project now at Menards. Protect your home for years to come with Owens Corning Architectural Shingles. They offer long-lasting performance while providing ultimate protection with a 130 miles per hour wind rating and limited lifetime warranty. Choose from over 50 options of Owens Corning shingles in-store and on Menards.com. And check out more of our great deals going on now.
Save big money at Menards.